Hit him with a flight of the bumblebee. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. My name is Reggie Bullock, joined by my wife, Shantivia. And this is the This Is Recorded podcast. How the fuck are you? It is 2018. I've been slacking on my Mackin', slipping on my pimping. That was corny as fuck, but I just wanted to say it. Hey, guys, you know, I hope you're very delighted to hear us. It feels good to be back. A real nigga done got out of pen, you dig? Nigga done got out of Hogwarts.
Azkaban.
Nigga got out of Azkaban. Nigga did a 15-year bid, nigga. I spoke that nigga name, and they was like, nah, son, you got to go in. So I was like, fuck it, cuz. Sign me up, though. But, hey, how are y'all? Nigga, it's 2018. I hope y'all are doing great. First off, RIP Combat Jack, man, can't say that enough. The reason why I'm doing most of this shit. Hey, please, I need to step, I'm gonna step my game up on Instagram because I'm fucking trash. But if you go to This Is Recorded on Instagram, please, follow me. Please leave a comment. Tell me I'm trash. Tell me what you like. Tell me what you don't like. Tell me things to talk about, whatever, because This Is Recorded podcast. It makes me feel great to know that I can do whatever the fuck I want on here. That's why I started it. And I could talk brazy because niggas at my job don't know I got a podcast. But yeah, man. But please, for real, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, follow Instagram, This Is Recorded, comment under the episode you like, comment anyway. I'm really about to step my shit up because, I mean, working kind of, you feel like, damn, I wish I could turn something else into something. And this will turn into something. I don't know when, but it will. One day, mark my fucking words. And I hope your words are great like that, too, and you do something great. 2018, a new year, new me. What's up? How are you?
Me?
Yeah, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
How's your 18 starting? Oh, my God.
It started off kind of rocky, so I'm just going to start over in February and see, you know.
Well, did you join the gym?
I did. I've been joined the gym. Thank you.
Okay, you've been at the gym since like May, baby.
I have.
This ain't nothing new to you.
It ain't. We go to the gym, just not doing right. The new people not doing right.
Some niggas is musty.
I didn't go over
to the ab session, section, I shouldn't like smell a whiff of musk.
I haven't had that experience.
I'm glad you haven't had the pleasure of getting slapped in the face with that.
Thank you.
Yeah, so.
That's love.
What the fuck, what do people be saying in the new year? Like, what I'm about to do? I'm about to do this, I'm about to do that. I mean, usually, always join a gym. I'm about to lose weight. I'm about to stop smoking. I'm going to stop drinking. I mean, maybe if you cheat on your bitch.
Oh, my God. I'm going to get right.
For real. Like, nah, for real. This new year, like, I'm going into it. I'm serious, though. Like
it's I ain't going to cheat on you no more. Like,
yeah, Jody. I mean, yeah.
Dude, or Kevin Hart.
Oh, shots fired.
I shouldn't have did that.
But, what's the coon shit that you see that people
I've kind of been staying off. Right now, all the bitches want to be pregnant in 2018. I just feel so annoyed. It's a good thing, but I just feel so annoyed. Like, all of y'all hoes is pregnant right now. Like, what are y'all doing? Because I know y'all are fucking. But,
they be fucking like,
y'all don't want to, like, y'all don't want to chill out. Like, y'all don't want to, like, live and, like, maybe take care of your other kids first. You know, it's just
straight out the fucking gate with the shoddy.
Every time I see somebody post like a little whack ass ultrasound picture, I just get annoyed. I feel crazy.
Hey, you don't want to get your life right first?
Yeah. That's rude though, because I just feel like it's a great thing to have a baby.
We just
but assholes. I literally like I told my mom about that. I called my mom up today. Like,
how did she feel about that?
She was just like, you know, people don't, like, view life the same as you. And, you know, because I, you know, it's one girl
her little sister.
I mean, her sister's, like, 22. But you haven't done shit yet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, 22 is way
too young. I'm glad you went into that because a lot of people feel like for us, like, damn, why y'all don't have kids? Like, nigga, we're living.
Yeah.
This shit is very important. When you have a kid, not that your life stops, but it kind of fucking does. So, like, hey, like, because you should be dedicating all of your fucking time, not most, not some, not like, you know, a little bit, like all of your fucking time to your kid. So be selfish is my fucking advice. Hey, like, if you had a kid and you had to do what you had to do, good. But why the fuck not go travel the world? Why not enjoy having some money? Why not, like, get shit set up for a kid, like a house, whatever, before you have a kid? Why not do that shit? Why just fucking, like, that whole, like, our philosophy is different. Because that whole, like, get married right away, young as fuck, have a kid right away, we think that's bullshit. And most people look at us like, that's dumb, y'all shouldn't think like that. But, like, are you happy? Is you happy? You gonna tell a nigga no with an ass so fat. Yep. Why you gonna go and do that?
I hate you.
Why the fuck you gonna go and get pregnant? Like, I mean, at fucking 12 years old, and then fucking, like, be hating your life and, like, fucking, like,
beating your kids.
Yeah, and then, like, oh, that's why, like, I'm 30. I'm gonna be living my life, going to the club with my kid, and y'all gonna be old. Like, bitch, this is by design. Like,
yeah.
Duh. Like,
I've seen that. Like, a lot of bitches, like, try to shame you for doing, you know, the right thing. Like, I didn't have kids, and I don't shame people. Like, I'll say this shit now because this is how I feel, but I don't get on Facebook like, you know, 29, I got my own car, I got a husband, no fucking team, no kids. Like, I don't do all of that. No, but I feel like they try to throw those shots. Like, yeah, you know, why all the bitches with kids' bodies look better than bitches with no kids? And why? Like, they always do shit.
Hey, if your
like
nigga's
that.
Telling you that, congratulations. He's a great fucking liar. Bitch, yeah. I see them C-section.
Yeah. And I mean, some of them you might look good, but you
some
hate
of them
your.
Look great, but like,
and you having a waist shape.
Hey, but I'm saying, like, don't fucking front for me. And I know, and I know your life, my nigga. Like, the nigga, I'm old school and the fashion that, like, the niggas that are my friends on social media, I know your fucking life, my nigga. So don't front for me, my nigga. Like, don't do that shit. Like, oh, I'm so happy. We this, we that. Like, my nigga. And that's the whole Facebook. That shit is funny as well. Like, what we notice, like, Facebook niggas create this whole beautiful picture. And on Twitter, Instagram, I guess Snapchat, we don't have it, but niggas is totally different. But Facebook, your grandma, your aunt, all that shit is on Facebook. So you try to keep it clean and, like, sensitive. Except for somebody I know that say you fuck everybody in fucking Brooklyn. But it's okay. It's okay.
No, it was Staten Island.
Coney Island. But it's okay. Coney it's okay. Island. It's okay.
It was the whole fucking... the whole
but
Coney
damn, you
Island.
Don't fuck the janitor. God oh, damn. God. But hey, it's okay. Like...
shout out to you.
I mean, you do that
we're
shit.
We're probably still together.
Couple niggas, like, for real. Hey, for real. 2018. You're welcome. Free jewelry coming up. Do not fucking put yourself and your family on blast if you have any idea of getting back with that nigga. Don't do that shit. Because who's going to look stupid when I see you at fucking South Lake capping the family J's? Your ass.
Oh,
because you're fucking, this nigga a bitch. This nigga really gonna fuck somebody while I'm pregnant? All this bullshit. And then y'all fucking, you know, post on Snapchat or whatever. Got the whole family some J's.
That's so, like, childish, too. I can't.
What level of coon is that? It's like...
that's like
coon
superb.
And then it's like Sambo.
No, that's like, super. That's...
like, where's the fucking watermelon? Jesus
that's
Christ.
Cooning.
Don't
like
fucking coon like that.
All of them. But then y'all
nigga.
Like to get cut off. You know, like, your priorities need.
And niggas be mad, like, or, like, really fucking, like, yo, hold on. 2018, stop asking about my dick. When you gonna have a baby? Yo, ma'am, I just heard you say, how's your dick working? Like, what if my shit ain't working right? Stop asking me that.
It's working right. Just in case y'all was wondering.
Hey, put a dry face to hoes. What's up, nigga?
Nah.
But it's like, yo, that kind of sounds like...
that's
you,
too personal. It's really personal.
You asked me about my dick, man.
It is. And it's too personal. And then when you tell... I mean, I don't ask people that. Only time I ask people that is if they ask me. Like, hey, you know, you don't want kids? I'm like, yeah, do you, bitch? Because you old, too. Like, what?
Uh-oh.
And then they be like, yeah. Like, this girl who worked at where I used to work. she was like 40, but she asked me, and I was like, yeah, well, we just, you know, I'm just trying to finish school right now, whatever. And she couldn't. You know, so that's the thing about it. Like, you don't, I mean, I asked her only because she asked me.
Free jewelry.
Because I'm like, you, I mean, I think she was like 39, 40. I mean, she ended up getting pregnant or whatever, which was good. I mean, she was 40, so that was.
But when we be when we're being an asshole, it's jokes, but it's reality in that shit, because it's like, stop asking people that. Because if niggas is trying and they're having like miscarriages or
whatever,
you don't know. So don't fucking ask nobody that. If they're not having a kid, like, hey, maybe they're enjoying their life. You should ask them, is she happy?
Or then some people don't want kids. Some, and that seems kind of like, please, taboo a little bit to like say, to be honest, like, hey, I don't really want no kids.
It seems
you
like
seem
a
like a
move.
Fucking weirdo, because I think that's weird. Okay. Like, when people don't want to have kids, that's like, why don't you like Christmas and like fucking ice cream and stuff?
And
that's weird.
Like, the ultimate is fucking taking your kid to Disney World.
I can't wait.
Why the fuck would
like,
you not
gonna,
want that?
Like, they're going to be fucking 6 months at Disney. Don't even know what.
Oh, no, they
on.
Wanted me to take them.
They wanted to come.
Like, I, oh, my God. Like, every time I put the movie on, they like, ah.
Go to the theater with, like, to see a kid's movie with, like, a little-ass baby.
Like, oh, yeah, they
want. Or, like, no. Or, like, this. When I get pregnant, like, no, this is the baby wanted this.
No, like, in the sonogram, they, like, put a movie
DVD wanted
up.
This, they wanted to see this, so that's
what
why we're here.
The doctor
we're
said,
not perverts. My baby wanted
yeah,
to see
the doctor
this.
Said they know. When they know, every time they the fucking.
We can't wait to relive our childhood through our kids.
I mean, to be a straight fucking cook, but that's the best people.
We're gonna be those old ass parents, like going to Disney and buying all the hot shit, like buying like a sword, like
for
no reason.
$75.
We're gonna do
for
that.
What?
But we won't be the one. Remember, we went to Animal Kingdom and that lady told that little boy. That little, and we're about to leave. Like, bitch, we at the front of the park. We ain't about to fucking leave nothing.
What did she tell them? We ain't never going nowhere else. You, when you hear a lot of those,
yeah.
That's fucking amazing.
We've heard that on the cruise.
When you hear
we
ain't never going nowhere again.
Or the favorite, when the mom cussed the dad out
for
not helping. That happened at the zoo the other week. But and he looked at her like, bitch, I hate you.
You just want to jab that bitch.
And I think he might have, like, went to the bathroom or something.
It have a,
and she was like, the priority is the kids. Like, don't try to sun me at the fucking zoo in front of my kids.
I'm like, I should, that nigga probably be in his sleep. Like, yo, I should just choke this bitch.
Oh, he probably have.
Uh-oh. Please call 911.
Please
somebody.
Call 911.
Somebody help. If you know this person or if you are that person. Someone please call 911.
I was thinking that.
Get out of my head. So, I mean, yeah, people like basically, I'm going to join a gym, new year, new me. It's fucking late as fuck for this podcast. I said I was going to start doing this shit early, and I'm cooning.
Yeah, you are.
But,
Coon daddy. But, yeah, that's just the man. For me, that's all I've been seeing is bitches getting pregnant. And, I mean, it's congratulations, but it's also like, what else is there to your life? Like, I mean, that's beautiful.
If you're like, I ain't never been out nowhere side 285.
They
like,
don't, though.
Man.
They don't. Like, y'all don't want to live. Like, and I mean, I was about to say, traveling ain't for everybody. But I have to disagree. Because who the fuck don't want to travel?
Hold on, time out. Let's talk. Let's get straight into that. Who the fuck says shit like, I don't like to travel? Nigga,
I
do
know.
You not like fun, though?
No, I know like, somebody
who
said, literally
have said
that.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Like, niggas are crazy. Like,
I thought that was weird. Like, no, I would just rather be here working on my fucking 34-year-old music is what he said.
I just don't fucking, like, I don't get this whole, like, we in this era of niggas want to be so weird and so different or whatever the fuck.
That's
like,
just fucking
hey,
dumb.
I don't like to travel. It's the dumbest shit you can, I mean, ever. Like, so you don't like to see new things and, like, traveling for us has gave us experience more than anything, experiences, and then it really opens your mind like, wow, this shit is real. When you see certain shit you've seen your whole life for yourself,
yeah.
Whether it's going to fucking New Orleans or New York or whatever, it's like, yo, I've been seeing this shit like anywhere. You should fucking travel anywhere, but people are like, I mean, I don't do all that traveling.
Yeah, they try to downplay it because they are with somebody who's boring. Like, I don't know. I don't get it, but
niggas just be trying to shit on you because they kind of low-key telling you, I wish.
Right.
It's kind of like help in their eyes. Their mouth
like,
is
like, yeah,
there
I don't
one
like
thing.
To have fucking fun. Like, who? I don't know. But this one girl told me, I've never been on vacation with her, like a family vacation.
Oh, and for you young people, man, travel. Find somebody like that wants to travel with you.
Yeah, that's a deal breaker. And do great shit, man. Like, certain shit is a deal breaker. That's a deal breaker. Like, yeah, I can't be like, with you if you don't want to
lock yourself down in some bullshit. Like, everybody's going to have ups and downs in their relationship, but like, certain things are like, there's no, it always has to be compromised in a relationship, but you can't compromise when somebody just doesn't like to fucking travel. I mean, that means like, I mean, y'all won't go anywhere. So don't fuck with that person. Yeah. That's just a bar, a super bar. Definitely. Like, I mean, what, so I guess we kind of talked about it, but like, what goals do you feel like people should make for themselves, for New Year's, and moving on? I don't believe in, like, New Year's resolution is cool, but I feel like life changes is better. So,
yeah,
like, things that you feel like people should go for?
I mean, anything you want to do. Like, if you want to change your eating habits, do that. If you want to go to the gym, really do it. Don't, you know, oh, you go in January, and then after that, you just fall off. Like, just change, like you said, life changes. Like, just make sure that it's not, like, I always think of, like, when we be trying to eat better, I'm like, I don't want it to be like a diet. Like, oh, I'm doing this right now. I want it to be like, this is what we do from now on. Literally. Just anything you do, just make sure that that's the attitude you have.
And you gotta be with somebody that's supportive of that shit. Because it's like, you can really have the mental will and you think like, hey, I can do this on my own, but like having somebody to help you along, it really helps. And then like if you get to the point, well, fuck it, I'm gonna do this on my own, and you really do it and you really on it, and that person's still like where they were, that kind of means that that's a fucking metaphor for your relationship.
Right.
You're headed this way, they wanna stay stuck. Don't fucking stay trapped in that bullshit. Like, get out. You have to get out. But I mean, I don't know. Like, I mean, travel too. Like, niggas want to spend their money on things like sneakers, or every phone come out, you get the update. But you niggas don't go nowhere. Go travel. Go see something new. Some shit you've never seen. Yeah, some shit may be scary, or you may heard this, you may heard that. But fucking today, something could fall on your head while listening to this fucking podcast. Like, fucking do anything. Like, okay. Blinders. But, I mean, do anything. Like, stop fucking doubting yourself. Like, the realest shit I heard is, like, true freedom is living with no fear. That shit is a bar. Because it's like, I mean, what the fuck am I scared of? Like, nothing. Exactly. So, just live your life.
It's true. Like, even stuff happens everywhere. Like you said, like, even before we went to, I think in Paris, shit always happened. We still fucking went.
All the time.
We still went. I still want to go to Chicago. When we was Chi-town. In New York, some
shout
shit happened.
Shout out to the Shy promo plug, Shy. Sundays at 9 or 10, I'm not sure, but watch that shit on demand like everybody else does. The Shy.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, just, like, shit's going to happen. Shit happens here. Like, I'm sure that Atlanta has a, but we don't live in Atlanta.
We literally go places that right after we leave, like, oh, two people got shot over there.
Right.
The fucking underground. We just had a concert, Rhapsody concert.
We went to that
3 weeks ago, niggas got shot. Like,
wait, it was after?
Before that. 3 weeks before that, niggas got shot there.
And we still
and then as we were checking in, you was like, isn't this where people got shot? And I was like, yeah. Okay.
But we had a good time. We stayed by the door. Like, I mean, what do? You can't live your life like that.
You can't live your life like
that.
So,
I mean, like people who, oh my God, the worst fucking thing ever. People who fly for free and are scared to fucking fly. If you don't get your bitch ass on that plane, get your ass on that plane. It is scary. I don't fucking like to fly.
Yes, turbulence is not fun.
I would say that I hate the
fly. But real shit, like, what are you gonna do? Like, oh no, if I put my leg this way, I'm not gonna fucking fall 10,000 feet. What the fuck are you gonna do?
You just go with it.
I mean,
but then when last, not the last time we were on a flight, but I don't know where we was going, but I was on there and you were asleep, of course. And I was bored, so I was fucking reading, like, the safety manual.
The smartest thing you should do.
Which was so dumb. And then turbulence. I was like, we about to fucking die.
It's happening.
Right now.
One time I was coming in.
But we still went.
I was coming in, and, like, when you see the flight attendant get scared, that's when it's time to get scared.
She got scared?
She got scared, and it literally scared the shit out of me. Because when I got off that plane, I ran to the bathroom, and I shat it. Because aww. I, like, was, like, fucking, the shit was rumbling. She was like, woo! I was like,
she
oh.
She did not.
She did? I'm like, she yo. And that flight attendants try to come on real cool. Like, yeah. Trying to get around this, but we're really going to catch some real bad turbulence. So that seatbelt fasten sign still on, so just bear with it. I'm like, nigga, you saying this real calm for this shit to be really hard, my nigga. I know you flown a lot, but this shit still scary.
And then you know what's scary, too? They say, like, statistically speaking, the pilots, like, be drunk a lot. Like, pilots, yeah, like...
them niggas get to it.
So, you know.
Yeah.
And we don't even meet this nigga, and we, like, just trust you to fly us across. That's,
they do be real happy when you come in, like, hey, what's up? Hey.
You're drunk.
Yeah, my niggas, like, you're drunk, my nigga. Wow. But New Year, hey, man, do you. I mean, in a fucking nutshell, like, whatever the fuck it is you want to do, do it. And don't let fear, don't let judgment, don't let nobody hold you back. Don't let them tell my pride. Oh, no. I fucked the words up. It's okay.
Aww.
So what do you want for the new year? And beyond. Because that new year, new me shit.
The new year and beyond, like past?
I mean, the new year. For me, it's new year and beyond. Because this should become a part of you. Versus, like, just for now.
Okay. I mean, for me, I need to get a job. I'm looking forward to starting my nursing career. I mean, I had to take the test first, and then after that, I want to get a job. Like, I want, like, a job that I'm, you know, I'm not necessarily going to be like, oh, yes, rise and shine. Like, I'm going into work. Like, I'm not going to be like that, but, like, the step before that. Like, okay, this shit ain't that bad. That's how I feel
this
like
shit,
that vibe is.
That's
like,
what fucking okay. College is in a nutshell, too. Like, hey, this shit ain't that bad that I'm studying fucking all these years for.
Yeah, like, it's okay. So I just want, like, a job that's, you know, I guess rewarding. I mean, I know I'm not going to want to be there more than I'm at home, but I want to have something that I at least like a little bit.
I think you will like this. Nursing, I think you will.
Yeah.
I mean, you've already done it, but I mean, to this level that you're about to venture into, I think you really are gonna fit. Cause like, it's something about a life that's different, and like, you know, even if they pissing you off, even if they're annoying, it's still a life. It's not L3. It's not none of that shit. It's not electronics. Yeah. It's not fucking Uber. It's not none of that. It's customer service, but it's to the highest level of customer service, so that's different. But I mean, another thing for the new year, man, I mean, I guess basically it's like the no fear shit keeps on coming up. It's like you had to step out and do what the fuck you had to do to achieve what you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been very happy. I mean, we planned for you being out of work. You've been out of work for like 5 months now.
Yes.
I mean, but we planned for it and we was happy, rather than like, you at one point thought about not even fucking going, and like, what would that have done? Like, nothing. Like, so whatever it is y'all want to do, if y'all know it's right, do not fucking coon and like, oh no, this nigga talked to me crazy one time and you quit your job and you have no fucking income. But if you truly doing the right thing, you know what you're doing is right, maybe you have to leave. Maybe you need to plan. Right. Listen, use your listening ears. You need to plan. But, I mean, if it's shit and they treating you like shit, if it's making you fucking literally, like, physically sick and, like, mentally drained to go in that bitch, hey, it's time.
Yeah.
It's time, my nigga. But, I mean, for you with the nursing, like, I think it's going to be great. What else? I mean, get a job. What else?
Get a job. I mean, I think eventually I want to venture into the, like, vegetarian lifestyle. So just basically, like, and I mean, being vegetarian is not necessarily healthy because you're still missing out on stuff. So I'm just still trying to make sure that, you know, we eat enough, like, protein and things like that. So I want to do that. I want to travel. We're coming up on our 5-year anniversary. In this bitch, like.
Hey, not talking about. Yeah, when you fuck niggas, what's up?
Baby.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Just felt like a super cool. Thought it was cool.
You know, just like living, like, basically.
I mean, and I just feel like we are really, really in an age of just everybody is so, like, it's so many opportunities to create your own shit and do your own shit. It's like, why not? Literally, like, in all of that we're talking about, like travel and shit like that, that'll come with it. But, like, man, don't. I know for me, speaking for myself, like, I'll go to work. I'm not really feeling it, even though it's not really the worst. It's the best job I've ever had, but I know my self-worth. So I know, like, damn, like, I could be making way more money than this. My brain is more powerful than this. I could do more than this. Like, and with this podcast and with other things, it's like, yo, I really need to go hard with this shit. I really believe that this could provide us a way out. And, like, they say when you doing something you love, you never work a day in your life. And, like, this podcast and whatever is really fun. So, and, I mean, always with what I do, I can't feel satisfied until, like, everybody around me or if anybody listening or anybody I meet is empowered by it. So I'm always going to push myself and anybody else. If you listening to this podcast, you want to do one, you do one. Fuck it. Do it. I mean, I have no promotion on this shit. I'm still trying to figure out a way to promote it, and I'll figure it out. But shit, just do it. Like, if you build it, they'll come. If not, try again. Fuck. But, I mean, I just want to be great, and I just want to, like, be happy. Like, everybody deserves, like, happiness. Like, period. Like, I mean, nobody is built, and you should never want to, you know, get in a mindset in your head that, like, you know, because I did this, because I did that, I don't deserve happiness, because that's not true. Right. I mean, we all gonna make mistakes. You just kind of talk through them, work through them, do whatever you got to do and move on, but you cannot get yourself in that mental prison of, like, you know, I can't do any better than this, because you can. I'm telling you, you can, so fucking do it. But I've been there before, like, damn, like, I never thought I'd have this life I have today. Because of my thoughts and the ways, like, I thought of back in the days, like...
You're welcome.
Yeah, but, shit, it's just like, yo, keep pushing yourself to, like, yo, it's gonna happen. And then when you go through hard shit, you appreciate great shit way more.
Very,
like,
true.
We've been very broke, and then we're in, like, a comfortable financial state. We would never imagine neither one of us working for 5 months, ever, like, 5 years ago.
What you mean, not working?
Yeah, like, one of us would be able to do that. That shit wasn't
fucking think we was going to be able to do it now, but...
Yeah, that shit wasn't...
When shit is right, it just works out.
When you put that right energy out there,
it's
just...
It was right, so that's why I feel like it worked out.
So I keep cutting you off. You have any other things you want to
Nah, I think that was it. I mean, you won't let me talk.
I won't let you talk. I mean, this year I just want to be great with the podcast, really go hard on it. Maybe get some flyers. I'll go to some colleges, some HBCUs, talk around Clark Atlanta, South Atlanta, Bandanas, on top, and Hammers, all that shit.
Did you just make that up?
East Atlanta. No, East Atlanta Center said that. Gucci Guap.
I didn't.
You're a hater. But I just want to do that. I want to travel. And I want to get my baby mom's pregnant.
Am I your baby mom?
Oh. Well, I want to get my wife. It just sounds better. That's boring. I just want to get my wife pregnant. That's boring as fuck.
So you and it's like, yeah, I want to get my bitch pregnant.
Nah, I got my shorty pregnant. Yeah, yeah. Wow. You know, like, we need to do like a gender.
You can't say pregnant.
We could, like, do like a gender reveal, but like we could open like a box of Tim's.
Oh my god.
And like whichever color Tim's it is, like.
That's trash. I've seen some trash ass gender reveals. Like, we're not doing that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay, yeah, I mean, it's a couple trash-ass ones. That's an insider for you niggas that don't know. But, I mean, it's a lot of trash gender reveals. Y'all niggas stop being fucking trying to be super creative. Stop trying to go viral. Stop that shit. It's not working.
Yeah, it's trash.
Like, yeah, nigga, we about to do a gender reveal. Like, I'm gonna jump over the car, like, when she's, like, nigga,
no,
what
they,
the fuck?
Like, for real, like, I've seen, like, a pregnant mom get hit in the face with, like, a baseball. Like, it's just bad. Y'all are like doing too much. Just cut a fucking cake open and have
like,
it be
niggas always see something on the internet and like, yo, I'm gonna try it, but my way. Like, hey, oh, this ain't trash. Usher, nigga. Chill out.
It'd be trash.
Like, yo, bro, chill out. Like, don't do that. But yeah. Greatness and legacy, building a legacy is what I'm on. I want to empower everybody around me to be great. Starting with this household.
It's just me and you.
Because I think you're great. I think my dog Bella's great.
She's pretty great.
And I think I'm great. I know it. I feel the, like, I don't know. I feel like black excellence.
Okay, black boy joy. And, okay, and come through.
I mean real shit, like empowerment, like in it, like we just great. And we have it in us. And like when you go into certain places and you know like the energy, maybe like when I'm going to work, my energy's not really off. But it's just always of, I have so much more than this. So it's like, I want to just build on that and grow on that. And like, when we do shit like the podcast, when I take photos and like, you know, people tell me shit is dope. Shout out to Kyrie. Shout out to Lil Duke, Dre, Keon, everybody, you know, Tasha, John, TJ, Leia, all my niggas that listen, that show support, man, it really means a lot. My brother Mookie. You know, I mean, for Shay and Mo that want to listen to it.
But we won't let them. I didn't tell them they couldn't listen.
I mean, it's just really, to y'all. It we really love means y'all. A lot. I mean, that shit is empowering, really empowering to, like, yo, like, people believe in this shit. Because you can feel like you're doing something cool, but, like, it could be kind of whack, but niggas don't want to tell you. But when you get a real reaction or somebody tells you, like, yo, I was just listening to it, whatever, whatever. Or Kyrie told me, like, dang, I was kind of, like, waiting on it. Like, that shit makes you feel good. Lil Duke, like, oh, I'm going to check this out after class, whatever. Leia say, oh, y'all are funny. You listening to it at the gym. Like,
I do listen to
it. It kind of made me feel like, damn, this is all right. And I think we're doing something great. And I have these big dreams, and sometimes it's embarrassing to tell you, but you're very supportive, and I appreciate that. They got real mushy right there.
Yeah, you're welcome. He loved me.
So, what energy should you give off into the new year and beyond? What do you feel?
I think positive all the time. Like,
but you look like you want to say something.
There's no but. Like, positive energy. I mean, I don't know what other kind of energy. For me, energy is just basically like a vibe. Like, either it's positive or it's negative. So it's always, for me, needs to be positive. I mean, because if not, you kind of pollute the fucking air. Like, I feel like that. I think that somebody with a bad vibe or like talking about shit that's not like, you know, good can really like fuck with you. It can fuck with your mental state. It can start to affect, you know, what you have going on. And so I like to try. I know that I fall short. He's still working on me.
He's able.
But, you know, I want to try at all times.
Like, if you come in like, hey, y'all, what's going on? Let's get it. And somebody like, I don't know what the fuck you all excited right. about. We
and
all,
you know what?
We all this work to do. Like,
that's what it is. Wow. It's at work. But when I had a job, because I've been on a vacation, but when you go to work, like, it's like we're programmed, like, to for that fucking poison to, as soon as you, it's Monday.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all, good morning. Four more days. Can't wait till Friday. Bitch, it's Monday.
Yeah, damn, can
it's
we
just
get it
Monday. Money? Like, and you blessed to have a fucking job. Because somebody else will sit right there and have your
they
fucking
would
job.
Love to have
and they
job.
Don't. They at the unemployment office. So be fucking grateful. Yeah, and at my, you know,
dick.
People just, you get, they people turn something positive into something negative every fucking time. Like when we got that bonus and that shit was like $700 and they acted
praise
like that
him.
Shit no they acted like it was oh that's you know not nothing. I'm like, well, that's a lot of money to me and it's more than we had.
I should be like $70 here or there whatever
right.
Like that shit ain't gonna be nothing.
Whatever.
Like, oh, okay,
it was
well,
more than what you had.
I took my wife out to dinner on that so fuck
but $700
you.
Is a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
And then I just had to send them real quick. Well, you know, went on this little mini rant. And then it was like, no, nah, you, yeah, I am happy
I hate
to
when
have.
Backtrack.
Don't change
don't
it
backtrack.
Now.
Don't backtrack. Don't
yeah,
backtrack because
so
you sound like a dick.
Basically, you know, just not, don't be poisonous, is the vibe I'm talking about. Don't be that person. be that person that's like, okay, you know, I may not love my job, but I have one.
Facts.
You know, and, you know, move towards something better if you don't like it.
That's the bottom line. You know? Like, yo, if there's a problem, change that shit. Right. Whether it's a person, place, or thing, no matter what the fuck it is, like, yo, like, whatever, in this new year and beyond, whatever the fuck, if it doesn't make you happy, remove it. Like, period. Like, hopefully your kids make you happy, because you can't just remove them. Let me get this shit clear. You can't just throw them away. Brenda's got a baby and shit, but,
oh my God.
I mean, in a relationship, with a friend, with a family member, with whoever, like, with a job, like, always, let me put the fucking caution tape out. Have a plan before you do shit. But you need to, the plan is to work towards making yourself happy. That's it. And I mean, what do you feel? So what do you feel about when somebody's giving you bad energy? What should you do with that? Like, somebody you care for.
Like, really care for them? Like, you can't just throw them away?
I mean, shit, like, I mean, for me, like, a parent, I have parent issues, like, a parent, or in a relationship for some people listening, or whatever, like, I mean, what do you do in that situation, when that energy, it seemed like they not matching your shit?
I mean, for a relationship, I would say, you know, you want to, you don't want to, you know, our vibe is off right now, fuck you, you don't want to do that, but I would say we can discuss it and see if we can come to some type of, you know, agreement or compromise or whatever. If not, and y'all are continuously having the same talk because, you know, whatever, then it may not be something that you need to move on with. With parents, I won't really say, because I don't know. You know what
That's
I mean?
A hard one.
Like, with parents, it's like, yeah, they're your parents and, you know, you love them because they're your parents. But at the end of the day, like, I don't have those issues and I don't want to be, like, insensitive. Because, of course, I want to be like, just fuck it. I mean, they're just parents. Like, what
yeah,
fuck,
just
fuck
them away.
Fuck them.
Throw
you know,
the whole wedding
throw
away.
Throw the whole fucking, penis. Throw your parents
throw
away.
Throw the whole penis yeah. and vagina and they made you away. Just throw the whole
away.
Thing away.
The balls and the genitals.
The balls.
No, so you can't really, I would say, talk about that, you know, with them, but with your parents, that don't really go over well sometimes. Yeah. So it's like, I literally have the hardest time because I don't know what to tell you. Like, because for me, with my parents, and our relationship is different, I feel like if they, and they have done some shit, because my parents aren't perfect, almost, but they're not perfect. So if they do something that bothers me, I'll tell them, like, hey, that pissed me off when you did X, Y, and Z, and they'll, you know, well, I didn't mean it like that, or, you know.
Yeah. I think
whatever.
For me, though, I speak for most people listening, maybe, is that, like, they, your relationship with your parents is just, like, similar to none, pretty much. Like, it's very open. You mm-hmm. never got treated like a kid, stay in a kid place, shit like that. Like, I come from the, like, you know, kids are seen, not heard kind of shit, and, like,
so
you
it's
don't
kind
really,
of intimidating.
It's so, like, I speak for most people who are going to be fucking 45 years old and then go off on their parents, like, that are still, like, that I just recently started speaking my feelings and shit like that.
And then
and
I
saying
used
stuff.
To it.
And then I used to it and they don't like it. And I
but
get
But I'm
shunned
saying, when I say,
that.
Say something, I'm not saying come at them like, this your dad. Like nigga, what the fuck? Like, I'm not saying
nigga,
that.
See me on
or
the street.
Your mom, yeah, bitch, like, I told your ass. Not like that. I'm saying it's a way to come at people like, hey, this bothered me. Let's talk it out. Let's, you know, work it out. You don't have to come at them like on some rude shit, but they don't even like that.
Yeah, but for me, I think it's just that, like, I feel like I fucking tried everything and it's still not hitting right. So it's like,
I
just gotta.
I just feel like because they know that people don't like to be told about themselves.
Nobody does.
Like, I don't even think that I want. I mean, you can't really tell me about myself. That's one thing because I already know. Like, I feel like, you know, I'm not that I'm perfect, but I feel like I'm comfortable with who I am. Like, most of the time, if I'm being an asshole, like, you can tell me and I'll be like, well, yeah, because of yeah. this. And I yeah, might yeah. apologize or I might just, you know, fuck it.
You
like, yeah, I was being
on.
An asshole, whatever. But you know, people don't like it. I mean, nobody loves it, like you trying to criticize me and things like that. But I just think that maybe it'll work better for you if you tell them, you know, I don't know. Like, if you, it's, I mean, you're not a nasty person anyway. So, literally, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know what to tell you because you've tried.
And that's what, that, and that's where it comes for me. It's like I tell you all the time, if I feel like calling, I'll call. You know, whatever, whatever. And they may sound bad to somebody who doesn't know me or whatever. But when you go through a lot, we talk about energy. Your shit gets drained when it's like, damn, I'm trying so hard.
It does. And then you're like, different. And you're like, different, too. Like, man. You'll be like, I'll call, you know what I mean, when I want to. But then the vibe, like, your vibe with me is even not, it's just different.
Because we both wear our emotions on our sleeves. Like, we can't. Like, to other people, they won't be able to tell. But for us, we'll know, like, hey, something's off with you.
Yeah.
And I hope that after all these years, we would know.
Like, and then when we talk about it, it's just, like, everything gets brought up. Like, it's no just you. And it's fine. But it's just, like, that's going to consume us for the night. Like, because it's so much. And it always goes back to the beginning, and then it's like a chronological thing.
That's what I'm just saying for anybody listening now, but particularly the young listeners. It's like, man, you need to speak about these things like early.
Yeah.
Because I'm 30, so if you wait so long to like talk about it, like it could make shit really bad. And then your parents get older, and the older they get stubborn, and they like, I don't need to fucking change. I'm ever years
I'm your
old,
parent and
you
shit.
Know. And like, I mean, and you don't want to get to the point, because it doesn't make me feel good to not talk or this or that. But at the same time, like, when somebody gives me their ass to kiss, like the whole like, when somebody shows you who they are, believe them. It's kind of different. You'll give them multiple chances because they're your parent, but it's like, bruh, you can only do that shit for so long before a nigga's like, I'm over it, dog. But, like, I mean, for the younger listeners, like, yo, speak about it. Like, yo, y'all go to a place, not y'all house, somewhere you feel comfortable, somewhere you could talk. Maybe y'all go to a restaurant. Maybe y'all go to a park. Maybe whatever, but try. And, I mean, you can see what kind of energy y'all give off. But, hey, do it sooner rather than later, because the more you, like, hold it, the more frustration you get built up in yourself. And the more they go on thinking, like, oh, I was doing everything right. Where's all this energy coming from? Yeah. So you got to, you know, you just got to be, you know, like, good with, like, speaking things out. And that shit is very uncomfortable when people grow up. Like how I grew up, like kind of like, you know, I don't really talk back like that. I don't really say nothing. Like, we don't speak out issue. The teacher's right. You're wrong. Get your grades up. Like, you never had these situations. You always had parents that were like, well, you tell me what happened at school. And it ain't like a,
well,
you tell me what happened.
My parents had to learn too.
Yeah.
Because that came from one time my dad didn't listen. And Shay ended up getting a whooping, and the teacher was wrong. So that shit didn't go over well, you know, with Bridge. So that, you know, learning curves. Like, my dad learned, like,
life,
okay, next
life
time
is
I
all
won't
about
do
learning,
that.
Like,
yeah, so
you go through
shit. I have faith that your relationship with your parents will
stay tuned on the podcast.
Get better.
I mean, I feel that way too, but at the same time, like, for us and for myself, most of all, mentally, I cannot be vibrating on like a Debbie Downer, why my parents couldn't be right. Like, nigga, there's somebody out there. By no means have I had like this fucking horrible life that like, I wouldn't wish this on everybody. But for my opinion, emotionally, the shit was fucked up. Like, I mean, and it might have been.
You can just go off of that. You don't have to.
Yeah, it might be from
vibe it with nobody,
you know,
else.
Whatever.
I mean, this is your.
Yeah,
life.
Everybody has their own
shit is
truth
so.
Or whatever, and I'm like, you know, I mean, my shit was nowhere near like bad as like somebody else.
I mean,
else
don't downplay
bad.
It if it wasn't. Don't compare
like,
it to somebody else.
I'm
just
not gonna try to,
is.
you know. I just used to get cigarettes put out on me and you know shit like that.
I mean, no, but sometimes emotionally can be worse than physical.
It can. I mean, I think all the time, like it really, because I mean, you like, oh, you're gonna hit me and it's gonna be over. But like, if it's like somebody telling you ain't shit every day, that's different.
That's a lot.
That didn't happen to me, but I'm just saying, like, if somebody, is told, like, there is kids out there. You may be listening, whatever. Like, yo, you ain't shit. You just like your dad. You this, you that. Yeah. You fat. You this. Like, whatever. Like, people, like, what's fucked up with the world, a lot of it is from your childhood. A lot.
I think maybe all of it.
I don't want to say that, but I kind of feel like all of it. And, like, you can try to adjust, but, like, eating habits, self-esteem, like, all this shit is going to come from, like how we talk about, okay, we don't eat meat. Mm-hmm. Our kid will never be introduced to bullshit, so they won't, like, it'll be easy for them to have a healthy life or whatever, whatever, because, like, yo, they don't eat bullshit. So, yeah. Like, they're a curve ahead, and we'll know, like, what kind of foods to eat, when you go out, what to eat. We'll know all that shit. But how much you want? yeah, we'll know all that shit. But, I mean, just, you know, in this year and beyond, man, hey, give out that positive vibe, man. Do whatever it is you want to do, man. And just, like, I listen to a lot of podcasts, and I listen to a lot of anything. Like, I'm always searching for knowledge through different things. Like, I feel like I may not be in school, but every day I'm learning, like, from everything. And I always draw from people that are successful and their stories. And it's just like, it always is like, do something right now that you would do for free that will turn into money. Like, I could do this fucking podcast every day. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of coming up with stuff to talk about. But it's like, I could do this for free, and if it turns into money, that shit will be great. But it's like, I mean, I could do it for free. But if you draw, if you, whatever. Like, I mean, whatever it is you listening, like, and you, like, figure out what that is. And, like, don't think about the money. Just think about, like, hey. Because realistically, in the beginning, you're going to be putting in money and not getting shit in return.
Yeah.
But if it births something great, then it's like, I mean, I should have put in more, you know. But whatever it is you want to do, man, like, just figure out what it is that you'll do for free and just do that. Because, I mean, with these jobs and shit like that, like, yo, like, niggas, they, I mean, it's like, oh, it's okay, but you don't want to fucking do fucking, what, 50 years to work till you 65 on some shit that's okay and that you with, like, you're away from your family for this shit. You work fucking 40 hours a week for this shit. Wow. And you did this shit till you was 65. If that don't sound disgusting to you, this the wrong podcast for you to be listening to. Because, like, I'm going to tell people every time to empower themselves and find something you love. Because, like, that's disgusting. Because if you think about it, like, when you're 65, you might have some shit going on with you. And a lot of people, real shit that I see after they retire, they fucking deteriorate. Because they, like, do some coon shit, like they just sit around now or some shit, and they get ailments, or, you know, you can't even fully enjoy your retirement. You fuck around and die. Like, real shit. After you retire, like, fuck that. Let's live now. We young, we whatever. Let's live now. Let's build on some shit now. Like, let's let these children never know what a fucking job is. Like, let's build on that shit. Like, I'm not 65. That shit is disgusting.
Yeah.
And niggas be struggling when they retire. Mm-hmm. Like, always asking for discounts. And there's nothing wrong with that. But it's like, you need it because you're on a very strict budget. Because you only get a certain amount a month. Like, nigga, we making this money now. And what you make in your paycheck or whatever, you know that shit is peanuts. Because I feel like that shit is peanuts. I feel like my worth is way more. I feel like I should be making my salary type deals in a day. Like, yo, I should make what I make in a year in a day. And that's not on no cocky shit. It's just on some, like, I know what I'm worth. I know what I could put out in the world. And I believe in that. So, man, whatever it is. And also, like, while you working on your shit, empower somebody else. Like, that shit means a lot. When you, like, hey, you know what? You would be good doing this. You'd be good doing that. Like, if you see some greatness in somebody, let them know and, like, empower them to do some other shit. Like, hey, you should try this, you should try that. Because, like, we all can do our own shit and be selfish, but if everybody is fucking doing great, like, that's a great thing. Because who wants to tell about these amazing trips and these life adventures and shit if, like, nobody else can do it? Like, they're living a shit life.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's not really fun. So, I mean, support, like, the Community Experiment is a podcast. There's a guy, I DM'd him. I was listening to It's the Real live Instagram story, and I got connected with him. He helped me with a lot to get on this shit. And I seen his trip to Louisville, so I'm always going to shout him out. Always shout out Combat Jack, Deezus and Mero, Tax Stone Podcast, like, all the Drink Champs, all these fucking podcasts that, like, influenced me, Brilliant Idiots, whatever. I mean, and my wife. She's always my number one supporter.
You had to say that.
I just do that shit in at the end, like, yeah.
You had to say, yeah, my wife.
Yeah, but I mean, man, just support, support, support anything and anybody. Like, greatness, if y'all got something y'all want us to, you know, like, shout out, whatever, hit us on the DM. When this is recorded on Instagram, I'll check it, and I need to do way better than that. But I shout it out because ain't nobody paying us right now. So shouting your shit out, if it's great, man, if I'm really feeling it, like, we'll do that. I'm trying to find some way to market this. What do you think of some ways? I have no idea. I've thought about handing out some flyers at some, like, colleges.
I don't know. Nowadays, it's just, like, basically social media, but you don't want to put it, like, on yours. So I can put it on mine, like, because I don't have none of your people at work. You just basically don't want people at work to, because they're whack, and I mean, they copy everything.
And they're the type to, like, hey, do you know this is how Reggie talks? Like, it's fucking whack. Like, I mean,
yeah, this is not work, for work.
And that's what I'm, and then you also know? Like, that's what I'm saying. I should not have to be, like, half of me.
Right.
For fucking 40 hours a week. I need to be all of me all the time. Like, and everybody should be striving for that, to be all of you all the time. Like, fuck that. Like, so be great. I mean, a lot of people finishing up school. Go to school for the right shit. Figure out what you want to do. Like, and make sure that this shit is going to be, like, real lucrative, real successful. You really want to do that. Don't settle for shit. We live in a very powerful age where you can do fucking anything. So don't settle for nothing. And, I mean, just keep working. Thank you for listening. Make sure you subscribe on Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, follow, Instagram, This Is Recorded. Check out the Community Experiment, my boy. Check out everybody. You got anybody you want to plug? Anybody you want to shout out?
Shout out to my mama. Mama, we made it.
I'm gonna fucking cut you off right there. Everybody that's doing great, man. Shout out to everybody that's doing great. Shout out to my little niece, Lonnie, my nephew Jaya. Shout out to the whole shoot gang. Shoot.
Shout out to my sister because she just got back in school. So I'm so proud. She's doing it.
And everybody can do it. Like, don't give up on yourself. Like, everybody.
How old is she? She's 32.
Miss 32.
Three kids.
So that bootylicious bubble
and gum. She's back in school, and I'm just really proud of her, and I love her.
I mean, and everybody, hey, comment, drop some shit, whatever y'all want us to do. This shit is going to take off, I feel it. This feels right. So I hope you find something that feels right. This is the This Is Recorded podcast. Fuck you.